What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins do you think the Eagles will have this year on schedule release day? 13-plus at 25%. 64% say 11 to 12. 9 to 10 is 7.3%. And 3.8% say 8 and under.
Wait, hold on, though. I need you to give the responses to the other Twitter question. Is Herb from Northeast a good caller?
Wait a minute. I didn't see it. Hang on. I got to refresh the page.
Yeah, it's a big breakthrough.
Whoa.
Yep. What are the results?
This means we got to lead with it tomorrow.
Yep.
50.3% yes, 49.7% no.
Wow. A true 50-50 split.
Wow, that's a take.
Well, how do you think he's going to feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't think he'll care.
Does Herb think he's a good caller? Is he even going to pay attention if we tell him?
Herb definitely thinks he's a good caller. He always puts himself at the Mount Rushmore of callers.
I don't even think he knows he's on the air when he calls most times.
That's the charm.
215-592-9494. Big Aaron wants us to save his family. You're on WIP. What's up, Big Aaron?
Come on, man. Ganging up. Hey, man, leave my son alone, man. He's sensitive when it comes to the Eagles, man. He went through a lot of stuff when he lived in Florida when they went to the Super Bowl. He called me. He was like, Dad, when Ike was down there and they lost. But he was like, Dad, man, ain't no Eagles fans. That everybody hate us. So he got real protective, man. That's just how he is. All right? He's real protective. All right, let me give you. They're going to be 13-4. Let me give you some reasons, man.
Okay.
Because I see what you're doing, Spike.
What am I doing?
You really kind of dissing Jalen Hurts way.
How?
Yes, you are. And I'm going to prove that you are. All right, if Josh Allen had this team, where would you put him at? Since you were screaming for Josh Allen.
Well, did they just win the Super Bowl? Did they also? Hold on.
Go ahead.
What was that sound?
And the only reason I never bring up Josh Allen. I just want to be clear. It is callers that bring up Josh Allen. And in this situation, Tasty Cake Dom said he was a loser and a choker and he'd never be in a Super Bowl. All
I
that
don't
stuff.
Agree with that.
Untrue.
I
right.
understand.
So,
I understand. But my question is,
yes.
Josh Allen is the quarterback for the Eagles. Where would you have a record at?
As opposed to 10-7, I think they would be 13-4.
Ah, that's the team. You got Jalen hate.
And it's not hate. It's just that was what I feel.
Jalen is going to be, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just calm down.
I'm calm.
I can see that you got the, I know where you was twisting it at. And Jack the same way, so don't even say nothing in the back.
Ah, oh, man, you know, they might be undefeated if Josh Allen was the quarterback.
He just hand off the ball. He just hand off the ball. Well. That's all you're going to say. Just hand off the ball. All right. So here's another thing. I'm not worried about the defense because, what's it called? Because Jalen Carter gets triple teamed, double teamed every damn play. That's why those guys look so damn good. And then they go get these big contracts and become flops like Hargrave did. You know what I mean? They become flops. You can throw anybody. These guys is all right. I looked at they know how to get you the quarterback. So they're going to be all right. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We could throw a cornerback. We got Ringo. You got to start playing some young guys, see if they can play, and see what's going on. But I'm concentrating on the offense. If Hurts had, I'm going to say it now, he's going to have the best season he ever had in his life.
Hurts is?
Hurts is.
Well, I mean,
Because he's hungry.
I actually do have him now for MVP. He's plus 650.
Yeah, but he went to a Super Bowl. You know how that makes him. He wants to be greater than that. You know the people he went and talked to after he won the Super Bowl? He went and talked to people. How can I keep that hunger? What I got to do to keep on pressing?
Mm-hmm.
Get more of them. So, man, just relax. There ain't no 9-8. Yeah, who the hell said 9-8?
Jack.
Yeah, me.
I didn't say that.
Oh, all right.
Have a little respect for me.
They're going to get some double 10-11, but I'm saying 13-4. Only one I see them losing to. They're going to sweep the division. They're going to lose one game to Washington.
Well, that's not sweeping.
Well, what I said, they're going to lose one game to Washington.
Okay, all right. So what are the other three losses?
Five. So that's five, right?
Okay.
That's five. That's five wins right there from the rip. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. They might lose the fluke game to Minnesota. They're not going to lose to those tough teams, you think. Minnesota, they might lose to Minnesota. Even though they're getting that long rest, they're going to lose to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They, Chargers. And I don't want to say Green Bay. They might lose to Tampa because they always have problems in hot behind Tampa Bay for some reason.
Okay.
That's it right there. They go to four. They're going to beat all those tough teams that you think is so tough. They're going to beat them.
All right. Well, good. Well, great.
All right. 13-4. Put me down there for 13-4.
They're going to win the Super Bowl again then?
Yes, man. We're going to start a dynasty, man.
Who we beating? Who we taking down?
Yeah.
In the AFC?
No.
I don't know. Taking down what?
In the AFC and the Super Bowl. Who we beating
this? I have no idea. Okay.
I thought you wanted to put your Super Bowl prediction out. I will. I got the Eagles against Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
Do you?
Yeah.
You think they're going to get over the – I don't know, man.
I think they beat Buffalo in the Super Bowl.
They scared of Kansas City. They can't beat Kansas City.
I don't know about Kansas City this year. Kansas City might finally run out of gas this year.
All right. I'll take that.
Maybe it'll be the Eagles versus the Bills, and my prediction on that game will be the most listened to moment in the history of this show. I have to put it on the line.
Rod will be riding on that prediction.
I know Rod will be begging me somewhere. Please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills. Please don't pick the Bills.
Well, he might be begging you to pick the Bills.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Who knows? All right, Big A. Thank you for the call, man.
Good talking to you.
There he is. Making excuses for Aaron like you're making excuses for Bryce. Big A
making excuses, just throwing a theory out there, see what everyone thought. Seems like you guys didn't like it. I know it's like a little too second level thinking for everyone involved. But
really, what's the second level?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. It didn't seem like second level thinking.
It didn't seem all that second level to me.
Alan Uptown, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing great.
What up, Al?
All right. I sat on hold for long enough.
Sorry.
I got into a back and forth with Jackie Baseball.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, you know, those quarterbacks are great. You shouldn't diminish anything anybody else does. And you know what? He's right. I can't diminish what those other quarterbacks do for the sake of, you know, boosting up my quarterback. However, they are not great unless they win a Super Bowl.
So was Dan Marino great?
No.
Okay, fair. That sounds crazy. Yeah.
I know I sound crazy, but the truth is,
like hell he wasn't.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yes, he was a Hall of Famer. Yes, he was great at throwing the ball, but when it came down to when he got his one opportunity to win the Super Bowl, he did not win. Greatness is defined by winning the big one. End of story. End of story. But as far as your argument with, oh, yeah, the Eagles, you know, they're going to go 10-7, that's madness. I think that Kaylee Ringo is going to step up this year. He's going to take over Slay's spot.
Why do you think that?
Because when we sucked and Slay was out and Kaylee Ringo actually got some time, he actually was the best cornerback on our team.
Hmm. Well, that's not true.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers was mostly the backup.
Literally, while I sat on hold, I went back and looked at the games before I started even saying that, because I was like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, cornerback might be a deficiency on the team. I went back and looked at the games. I had 2 hours to do it. He was literally the best cornerback because James Bradbury sucked. Period. Everybody thought
James
Ringo was going
to play last year.
James Bradbury didn't play last year.
I know he didn't play last year. I'm talking about in 23.
He's saying in 23, Ringo.
You're saying, okay.
Got you now. We thought you meant last year.
Okay. No. Moro Jomo's going to take over Milton Williams' spot. I would have loved to have kept him, but, you know, once again, some of the truth of what Aaron just said was with Jalen Carter getting triple teamed, you could rotate that other spot.
Mm.
I think that Azeez Ojulari is going to take up Josh Sweat's spot with a little bit of Jahad Campbell mixed in there. Maybe some Josh Uche if we could find a roster spot for him. Because if you look at it, Josh Sweat wasn't a great pass rusher. He was great for us when he played on the number one defense. But if you look at his stats,
so let me ask you this, Al, actually, let me look at. Okay, so you say Josh Sweat's only good because he was playing with other great players on the number one defense, and I think we could also say that Josh Sweat didn't have a great regular season. He had a pretty good regular season, but then in the Super Bowl, when it counted, he had his best game of the season. Right, all those things are true. Okay,
yes.
So what is the difference between him and Jalen Hurts then?
What's the difference between him and Jalen Hurts?
So I say that Jalen is good because he's playing with all these other great players, and that it's not good enough that he just has the great game in that one last game of the year. But that's exactly what you just said Josh Sweat did.
Okay, the biggest difference is Jalen Hurts is more responsible for the orchestration of the offense.
That's true, but what I'm asking you is, what is the difference? Like it is the same situation.
It's not the same situation because Josh Sweat doesn't touch the ball every single play.
No, but he came through in the biggest game, didn't he?
Yeah, he played well. Yes, he did.
Okay, well, he would have been Super Bowl MVP if one pass play didn't happen, probably. I think he probably would have been Super Bowl MVP. He led the team in sacks, and you're telling me he was only good because of the great players around him. So you would agree that Jalen Hurts has more talent on offense than any other team in the NFL?
I do agree, yes.
Okay, so all I'm saying is you're making the same argument for why Josh Sweat isn't good as that you won't make for Jalen Hurts.
No. I didn't say Josh Sweat wasn't good. I said that he wasn't anything special.
Okay, that makes two of them.
Okay, so let me finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
You're minimizing what Jalen Hurts does. What you're saying is just, quite frankly, it's untrue. It's just untrue.
Okay.
The whole engine goes because Jalen Hurts plays well enough to win.
Win is not a real thing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not a real thing.
Why isn't it when we just won the Super Bowl?
No. Al, I can't do this today. Well enough to win. You should play as best as you can all the time.
I believe that he does. I believe that in some
Okay, so do you think the 29th ranked passing offense in the NFL is as best as
no,
he could do?
No. See? You're not even allowing me to answer the question. You're just rambling off with
I'm not rambling. I'm not rambling.
Well, God bless you. Well, let me finish my train of thought before you cut me off.
I didn't cut you off. Thank you for
the
call. Thank you. I didn't cut him off. He didn't have an answer. He just didn't have an answer. Didn't have an answer. I have an answer for you about your windows and doors. And it has nothing to do with Al in Uptown. God bless him. And God bless you. But just like Al needs to change his thinking, you need to change your windows and doors. And Guida can help you. I can't help Al. I just tried. But I'm going to try to help you. Those windows have been in that house for 30 years. And when it gets hot outside, your energy bills go through the roof. Just call Guida already. I tell you all the time, I did the same thing. Almost every window in my house, front door, all going to be replaced by Guida. You should do the same thing. It's springtime. It's time to get those things around the house that you haven't taken care of that you should. They're going to give you 20% off every window and 20% off every door. Every expertly installed window, every door, whether it's your garage door, sliding patio door, insulated front entry door, 20% off all of them. You can start your project with not $1 down, no money down, and interest-free financing for up to 3 years, all while you enjoy those new windows and doors in your house. What you got to do is call Guida, 877-GO-GUIDA. They can tell you about the restrictions. They can tell you about when this offer ends. They can also schedule you for a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. It's just like those circular arguments about the quarterback. That's
what
we
do. Yeah,
it
happens a lot.
Yeah, that's what we do here, I guess.
Is Trent Dilfer better than Dan Marino?
No, of course not. Well, he's great, right? He won the Super Bowl.
That's all that matters.
That's all you got to do. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, Okay?
What a do, brothers.
What a do, Andrew. Okay.
So, Spike, callers have been getting under your skin today, and we've been through circles of the same topic. I don't know why you guys continue to hate on our football team as much as you do.
All right. Kevin in Gettysburg, you're on WIP.
Wow.
Nobody's hating. We went through the schedule and said which games we thought they would win. Like, Kevin in Gettysburg, you're on WIP.
What's going on, boys? Is that the fastest call you've had?
That might have been.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy last night on the final out that said, again, Noel should be in the bullpen. I did the same thing. So it's been we got a quick trigger on these
Well,
days.
It's like 3 hours and 45 minutes into the show. I might not have done that at 2:17 or something.
It's exhausting.
5:44, I'm not doing it.
And then someone had the exact same take right after, so I'm sure you wanted to throw the phone through the wall.
Yep.
So I don't have a very interesting take other than, now, Bryce will be fine. The hair will grow back. The bat will get hot. Go Phils. But what I'm interested in talking about is the maritime journey you all are on about boat versus ship.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
All right. So my take is, in the same way in the automobile world, truck is not a car, a car is not a truck. In the watercraft vessel world, a ship is not a boat, a boat is not a ship.
Yes!
And
wait a minute. Says who?
Says the Navy.
Don't disrespect the servicemen.
I like it.
Are you in the Navy? Or what's that?
I am not a serviceman. We work very closely with the Navy. And you get shit if you call a submarine a ship and not a boat. But that's a common exception.
Well, submarine's not a boat.
Yeah, we're not talking about submarines.
No, well, he's just giving you the difference.
Sailor, well, but everyone knows a submarine's not a freaking boat. I mean, come on.
Colloquially, it absolutely is.
Oh, my ass. It goes under the water. Boats float.
Sure. Nope. I said it's an exception to the rule. Generally, a boat is something that can fit in a ship in transport, but not the other way around.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
A submarine, it can be called a boat. I understand it's about the size, but it is not the same thing.
A boat is a general term for any watercraft, regardless of size or purpose. It can include small recreational boats or even large vessels like yachts.
Still a boat.
What's a ship?
A ship is generally a larger vessel designed for ocean travel, often used for commercial purposes like transporting cargo, passengers, or for military or research functions.
I didn't see any submarine on there.
So carriers could carry boats except submarines. That's the weird sort of outlier in the whole argument.
Yeah. I'm with you, Kev. Hey, great call, great support, man. I appreciate it.
Better call than okay, Andrew. I can tell you that. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Grant,
I think we could do 4 hours
on this. Boat and ship. Yes, yep. Grant in Doylestown, you're on WIP. What's up, Grant?
Hey, first time, long time.
Yes, sir.
Take him a call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Grant?
I'm gonna lose it. Poor person says, "Oh, Aaron Nola's from the Bayou. He just can't pitch in the cold."
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well,
I'm watching the doubleheader yesterday, and Ben Davis, I love him. He's a friend of the program. I love him.
Yeah.
But he goes, Aaron Nola just can't pitch in the cold.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, hold on, though, Grant. Hold on, Grant. I mean, just because it's not something we necessarily want to accept as an excuse, it doesn't make it true. I mean, not true. Right. There are some pitchers. Would you agree? There are some pitchers who have problems getting warmed up enough that they pitch well when in inclement weather. I'm looking at a pitcher. Yeah. He looks like he couldn't pitch in anything lower than 50 degrees.
Let's see. That's not fair. Degrees. You knew that my second college outing, it was 25 degrees in Virginia, and my fingertips were frozen shut. And you knew I got shelled against the top 25 team, and then didn't pitch for 2 months. That's not right.
Why did he say his fingertips were frozen shut?
Your fingertips are open?
Listen, it's late.
Yep.
Go ahead, Grant.
It may be true, and it probably is true.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of just said, like, I can't accept that as an excuse.
I feel you.
Every time he has an outing, and he makes tens of millions of dollars.
What about like, Ike, what about Harper putting too much pressure on himself because the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's good a little take. Bit. He's a little bit too much sometimes.
Wow.
He needed a haircut. People are making a big deal. He needed one.
I'm with you on that too, Grant. I thought he needed a haircut too.
Oh my gosh!
Too long.
Like, and back to Nola.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is from Texas. What if people came out and said, "Oh, he just can't throw in the cold"? People want to buy it. You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
That's great.
He makes a good point.
Yes. Except he's a football player.
Yes. That's
true.
All right, Grant. The text line is brought to you by...
Just spelling late in the day.
Shippy versus Boar.
Yeah.
Again, thrown off since 2:30.
The text line is brought... Yeah, that really did. You got to get that out of your head. You got to move forward.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
One of the best long-running bits on the afternoon show is Spike still being so disappointed that the Rams didn't beat the Birds in the playoffs. Frank in Ardmore.
Cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's for other reasons.
Yeah, I had a Rams futures bet I placed in like week 9. Just like, dude, I'm glad the Eagles won, but it does hurt a little bit. Does smart a little bit. You know, what's next?
What the f***? Scott Linehan after he caught a stray.
That was wild.
I was locked too. I didn't even know that it was the wrong coach.
You should. Elliot's face was like, "What am I missing?"
You trying to put together what is Scott Linehan? Because yeah. I think he was there a couple years ago.
He was there, but we won't meet them. My brain, the wires got crossed.
It was a good moment.
You were so serious.
Seeing Elliot's face is good. We should go through that video, Morgan Stein. See Elliot's face. What's next?
That's definitely a loss. Spike looking at the bye week.
Well, it was a win last year, so who knows? Maybe they'll win the bye week.
It was a win last year.
By the way, Jack had a worse record than I did. I have him finishing hot, 4-1.
That's true.
You know? What's next?
This scheduled talk is absolutely fascinating. Hopefully it's a full hour of this. Aaron Nola at Citizens Bank Park.
Big A.
He was hoping his name didn't come up today.
Aaron dodged a bullet today.
He did.
Tell him thank you. Thank the NFL for releasing the schedule when they did. What's next?
Oh, they're back in the studio. Great. How can our day get any better?
The people that still sit in Ike's lunch seat.
I didn't see him out there today.
No. Well, battle. Is one of them, by the way.
Who is one of them?
It's like the only seat he sits in is your lunch seat. What's next?
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, it doesn't matter. Any day of the week is great with Elliot. I love his takes, especially about athletes being able to bet on themselves. Pete Rose from the grave.
Oh, my God.
Got him.
Get that one.
What's next?
Spike's long list of things Philadelphia fans are allowed to have blind faith in. Number one, the third pick in a two-man draft. End of list. Alex in Lancaster.
I don't have faith in the player. I'm just looking for something.
The third pick in a two-man draft.
What's next?
You guys are all jerks. Jack, after his Bryce theory was dismissed.
Agree with the caller.
Yeah, you got crushed. You got lit up
him on that one.
By
yeah.
both of us.
Yeah. That was a good thing.
Yeah. What's next?
No!
Bryce watching the dagger.
Text line.
Well, yeah. It's been a good show. Do we have Fritz at 6 next?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you got? Are you going
to talk a little nose?
You going to do that little baby, little kid Bryce Harper take you got?
Man. Yeah, seriously, roll that out.
Let's see how it goes. See how it goes? We're doing all fills. Yeah, if you want a little
I'm
schedule.
Sure we are. Yes, whatever. I'm sure
all
we
right.
are.
Okay, all fills next. Yes. All right, Fritz at 6 is next, and then TK, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Ike, you might see that I'm dressed up very nice right here.
Dude, you look dapper.
You know what I might need on a ride home after looking like this?
I'll get one look at you.
Oh, yep. Look, if it's one of those nights, date night, you know, going out to dinner, everybody's dressed up night, you want the night to end the right way.
It's called a big dose of D.
Wow.
You want to make sure that you're on top of your game. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew's going to do it.
That's the only thing, right?
It's going to get you on top of your game. Wait, what's that?
Never mind.
All right.
Keep it moving.
You've thought about it before, and you thought to yourself, well, do I really need it? The answer is, if you have to think about it.
You do.
The answer is yes. And she will tell you that, and she doesn't want to, you know, break your little heart, make you feel, it doesn't make you less of a man. In fact, acknowledging what you need to improve on makes you more of a man.
That's right.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month on us at the WIP Afternoon Show. First month's going to be free. You're only going to pay for the shipping. And while you're at BlueChew.com, what you're going to realize is that you're not going to have to go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. No doctor's visits. They can do it all online for you. You're not going to have to wait in line at a pharmacy.
Love it.
They're going to send it to you right there in a discreet
package.
Hard
baggage.
There you go. It's going to be cheaper because it's all made here in the USA.
No tariffs.
And it's chewable. You don't have to worry about, you know, swallowing pills or anything like that.
I don't need any of that.
Same stuff as in Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, same active ingredients, but it's all better in every other way. Like I said, first month free. Just use code 94 at checkout at BlueChew.com, and then you, my friend, can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.